84 plenary meeting of the General Assembly is called to order. Before proceeding to the item on our agenda, I should like, in keeping with established practice, to draw the attention of the General Assembly to document A/68/716, addendum 10, in which the Secretary-General informs the President of the General Assembly that since the issuance of this is communication contained in document A/68/716, addendum 9, Vanuatu has made the payment necessary to reduce its arrears below the amount specified in Article 19 of the Charter. May I take it that the General Assembly duly takes note of the information contained in this document? It is so decided. I shall now invite the attention of the General Assembly to draft resolution A/68/L38, revision 1, circulated under sub-item B of agenda item 22, entitled Comprehensive 10-Year Review Conference on the Implementation of the Almaty Program of Action. Members will recall that at the second plenary meeting on 20 September 2013, the General Assembly decided to allocate sub-item B of agenda item 22 to the second committee to enable the General Assembly to take action expeditiously on the document. May I take it that the Assembly wish to consider sub-item B of agenda item 22 directly in plenary meetings and proceed immediately to its consideration? I see no objection. It is so decided. The General Assembly will now resume its consideration of sub-item B of agenda 22, Comprehensive 10-Year Review Conference on the Implementation of the Almaty Program of Action, to take action on the draft resolution entitled Second United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries, issues at document A/68/L38, revision 1. I now give the floor to the distinguished representative of Plurinational State of Bolivia on behalf of the Group of 77 and China to introduce draft resolution A/68/L38, revision 1.
Señor presidente, tengo el honor de emitir esta declaración en nombre del Grupo de los 77 y China. La delegación del Estado Plurinacional de Bolivia, en nombre del Grupo de los 77 y China, desea expresar su gratitud a las delegaciones que participaron y apoyaron el proceso de negociación del proyecto de resolución titulado Segunda Conferencia de las Naciones Unidas sobre los Países en Desarrollo sin Litoral. Asimismo, la delegación de Bolivia desea agradecer a la delegación de Bulgaria, facilitadora del proceso de consultas informales, a la delegación de Austria, anfitriona de la conferencia, a la delegación de Zambia, en ejercicio de la presidencia del Grupo de Países en Desarrollo sin Litoral, a la delegación del Paraguay, coordinadora del proceso de consultas informales, en nombre del Grupo de Países en Desarrollo sin Litoral y del Grupo de los 77 y China, así como a las delegaciones de los países asociados a la causa de los países en desarrollo sin litoral, por sus aportes y su acompañamiento durante el proceso de consultas informales a que fue sometido el proyecto de resolución que hoy consideramos. Asimismo, la presidencia del Grupo de los 77 y China solicita la inclusión de las delegaciones de Armenia, Kazajstán y Kirguistán en la nómina de copatrocinadores del proyecto de resolución. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
I thank the distinguished representative of the plurinational state of Bolivia for her statement. The Assembly will now take a decision on draft resolution A/68L38 Revision 1 entitled Second United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries. I now give the floor to the representative of the Secretariat.
Thank you, Mr. President. I should like to announce that since the submission of the draft resolution, in addition to the delegations listed on the L document, the following country has also become co-sponsor of A/68L38 Rev 1, Armenia. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. May I take it that it is the wish of the General Assembly to adopt draft resolution A/68L38 Revision 1. Is so decided. I give the floor to the representative of Zambia.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wish to thank you for convening today's meeting on agenda item 22B entitled Organization of Work, Adoption of the Agenda and Allocation of Items on Comprehensive 10-Year Review Conference on the Implementation of our MATI Program of Action. I wish to express my gratitude to the distinguished delegation of Paraguay and Bolivia who coordinated this resolution on behalf of the G77 and China for their excellent work. We also thank our partners for their contribution that has led to the resolution that has been adopted today by consensus. The adoption of this resolution, which focuses on the second United Nations Conference on Landlocked Countries, is of great significance to the LLDC group as we look forward to reviewing the Almaty Program of Action. The Almaty Program of Action, which was adopted 10 years, played its part in improving the economic and social development in landlocked developing countries during its implementation, despite large differences among individual LLDC countries. Progress has been made in upgrading and expanding the road transport infrastructure in some regions of LLDCs. Some progress has also been achieved towards the soft infrastructure development, harmonization of transport and transit policies, laws, procedures, and practices. These efforts made in improving transit transport and trade facilitation policies have begun to yield positive results, especially in terms of reducing the time required to import or export commodities and other goods. However, the LLDC group is still faced with a lot of challenges, including the transit transport infrastructure for LLDC, which is still inadequate and has some missing links. The LLDCs have limited productive capabilities, lack of value addition, especially for agricultural and mining sector, on the backdrop of declining industrial base. Further, these challenges are exacerbated by emerging multiple global challenges, which include rising food and fuel prices, economic and financial crisis, and climate change, with LLDCs having limited resilience and mitigating capacities. Strengthened international partnership and support for LLDCs is therefore of paramount importance for enabling stepped-up efforts to achieve the internationally agreed development goals, including the highlight of special needs of LLDCs in the post-2015 development agenda. In this regard, Mr. President, we expect the conference to undertake a comprehensive appraisal of the implementation of the Almaty Programme of Action, share best practices and lessons learned, and identify obstacles and constraints encountered, as well as actions and initiatives needed to overcome them. The conference will also formulate and adopt a new development partnership framework for the next decade to support the LLDCs and aid for the post-2015 development agenda. In particular, we hope that the conference will address those issues related to infrastructure development, transit issues, trade facilitation and development, regional integration, policy framework, in order to reduce prohibitive transit costs and enable them to fully participate in global trade. We also hope that the conference will address broader issues, including issues of structural transformation, the value addition, export diversification, improving their productive capacities, and building of resilience for LLDCs to external shocks, including effects of climate change, desertification, and economic crisis, and mobilize additional international support measures in favor of the LLDCs. Lastly, Mr. President, we look forward to the active participation of the members in June and October 2014 during our PREPCOM meetings and at the conference, which will be held in Austria, Vienna, from the 3rd to 5th of November 2014. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the distinguished representative of Zambia for her statement. Is there any other representative who want to take the floor? I have seen none. The Assembly has thus concluded this stage of its consideration of sub-item B of agenda item 22. The meeting is adjourned.